Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast. Hope you're having a great morning. Håper du har en kjempefin morgen. And we have a little bit of news, and then we have a grammar item. Så vi har litt nyheter, og så en liten ting med grammatikk, om hvordan man snakker om å slutte, gjøre ferdig, og å fullføre noe. So in general ways, to talk about to finish something, or to quit, or to make something done. But first, we have added now to our weekly essays, the ukentlig essays, so which is then both intermediate level and also like business advanced level. We added flashcards, so nå kan du ha flashcards, so then you can just download the a flashcard list for the vocabulary, and then you can import it into your favorite app, if it's Brainscape or Anki or Memrise. So then it's easy to just put it into an app, and then you can, on your phone, use the flashcards and then learn and remember the vocabulary. Så da kan du huske vokabularet og lære nye ord på din favorittapp for å bruke flashcards. So this is part of how these essays are meant to aim for specifically two things, the listening practice and then also pronunciation if you repeat it, and vocabulary building. So if you go to dailynorwegian.com/subscribe, so dailynorwegian.com/subscribe, and then you can subscribe to the weekly emails, and then you get every once per week whenever you want to have it, you set the delivery time, så kan du få et essay og øve på litt nytt vokabular og forskjellige temaer. Okay, so that's the news with the flashcards. And then we have the grammar point about finishing something. So this is going to be a little bit technical, but we're going to look at the details. So vi har tre måter I hvert fall å si hvordan man slutter noe. So you have the verb å slutte. You also have the word ferdig, and then you have a verb again, å fullføre. So in general, you can think of this. Å slutte is to end something. Ferdig is a description that something is finished, and fullføre is to complete something. So we're going to look at some examples here. If you want to use slutte, which is then in general ending something or quitting something. So you can say, ferien slutter 5. September. Like the holidays, the vacation ends on 5th of September. Han sluttet jobben I sommer. He quit the job this summer. So here, slutte is ending, but also then quitting. Prosjektet sluttet da rapporten ble levert. So the project ended when the report was delivered. And then you could also have a version of this, which is slutten, like meaning then the end. So slutten av or slutten på. If you use slutten av, you're talking about the end of a time period. For example, de pusset opp I slutten av mars. That means they renovated, like an apartment, at the end of March. So that's a time period, so you say slutten av. Another example is slutten av høsten var veldig fin, meaning then the end of autumn was very nice. Again, time period, høsten. If you use slutten på, then we talk about an activity, a story, an event, and similar things. For example, slutten på boken var veldig spennende. So you wouldn't usually say slutten av boken, you say slutten på boken when you refer to the story. So the end of the book was very exciting. And you also have, for example, slutten på foredraget var inspirerende. The end of the lecture was inspiring. So the foredraget here becomes then the event rather than time period. When you then say slutten av dagen, for example. And then we have another phrase with slutt, which is til slutt. So this means then finally or at last. It has this kind of finally feeling very often. So you could say, for example, til slutt kom de frem til rondane, which means finally, in the end, at last, they reached rondane, which is a national park, like a mountain, beautiful national park in Norway. Then, de forsto løsningen til slutt. That would be, they understood the solution in the end, finally. And till slut kom våren tillbaka. Would be similarly at in the end, finally, spring came back. Okay, so this was all many different versions of slut or slutte, slutten av, slutten på, till slut. And then we have the two other words that we mentioned in the beginning. So one is then färdig, which is a description meaning finished. So you could say frukosten färdig. This is a very common phrase. And in this case, it means it is done. The breakfast is done. It's finished, made. So it's kind of ready to start having the breakfast. Hun var färdig med uppgavene, meaning she was finished. She had done the tasks, the exercises. And another example, huset blir ferdig neste sommer. The house will be finished, it will be done next summer. And then the last word is å fullføre. And this means to complete or to accomplish, generally. So, han fullførte utdanningen for 2 år siden. He completed, kind of brought through the education, a degree, for example, 2 years ago. Han fullførte utdanningen. De måtte fullføre prosjektet før november. They had to complete, to bring it all the way through and accomplish doing it before November. And last example, hun fullførte et ultramaraton for første gang. She completed or accomplished an ultramarathon for the first time. Okay, so these were all ways of expressing something that's related to finishing something or ending something. So to have a quick recap, å slutte is a verb and means to end, to quit. Ferdig is a description meaning finished. And å fullføre is a verb meaning to complete. Okay, so that's all we had for this little episode. So again, if you want to try and subscribe to our weekly emails, weekly essays for either intermediate level or for business advanced level, you can go to dailynorwegian.com/subscribe. And then you get also now flashcards in addition to audio files, reading and questions and solutions and all of those things. And then hope also this little introduction or little overview of the word for to finish was helpful. Så håper dette var nyttig og kan hjelpe. Og håper du fortsatt har en kjempefin dag. Kanskje på kaffe, maybe a cup of coffee. And I'll see you again soon.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.